The latest iPod on the market can store 60 gigabytes. That's about 15,000 compressed songs or 150 hours of video. But there's another MP3 player out there. It's called the Buddha Machine, and it is selling surprisingly well, considering that it plays exactly 9 little pieces of electronic music. Christian Virant of the group FM3 created it.
Chinese Buddhist temples have a number of different, I guess you'd call them altar rooms. Rather than like in a Christian church, you have one massive open space. Chinese temples are a series of smaller buildings, and in each small building is a different manifestation of Buddha. There are Buddhas for good luck, there are Buddhas for good health, there are Buddhas for this, there are Buddhas for that. And different people pray to different Buddhas depending on, you know, what they're hoping to get. I was in southwest China, and to be honest, I can't tell you exactly what year it is, but it was at least 10 years ago. And, you know, as any tourist or any traveler does in China, you go to a lot of temples. You go to Taoist temples, you go to Buddhist temples, you go to this temple, you go to that. You know, that's what you do when you're traveling around China, you go to temples. So as I'm negotiating my way through these different Buddha rooms, I arrive at this rather large one with a big standing Buddha, and then I hear Buddhist chanting, right, which is not all that unusual in a Buddhist temple, but the trouble is there's not a single person in the room except for me, and I'm not doing the chanting. So I'm listening to this Buddhist chanting, and I'm thinking, okay, it's some kind of tape or 8-track cassette loop or something. But then I notice this distinctive digital quality to it. And so I start looking about, poking about behind the Buddha, and I find this small black box about the size of, back then it was about the size of half of a cereal box, I guess, if that's a good way to think of it. And it was just essentially playing the same maybe 40-second loop over and over and over and over. So I thought, my God, what is this? I've never seen this before. I went to the gift shop, and I said, look, you know, I've seen there's this thing in there making chant sounds. You know, what's going on? And they said, oh, yeah, it's called a singing Buddha machine. I said, well, yeah, can I buy one? And they said, yeah, we only have 2 left. So I bought 2. All of my music is loop-based music. I'm fascinated with it because that's the way my mind works. I'm one of those people who, to this day, I hear a Bon Jovi song and it's in my head for the next 3 weeks. So a loop-playing box was just a natural evolution for us. Because to be very honest, if you would put one loop of music, for example, one 1-minute motif, and loop it for 60 minutes on a CD, no one would buy it. Or maybe you'd get about 100 weirdos around the world who would buy it. But suddenly, if we put it inside a Buddha machine, people will listen to this for hours, days, weeks, months, and they ascribe magical properties to it. I started buying chanting machines at temples. I just started buying up loads of them. And we started calling up the different manufacturers and we said, we want to make one. And it was only after we kind of buttered them up and we just badgered them that they finally gave in and they said, all right, you guys, we'll do this for you. It looks, a lot of people tell me, kind of like an iPod, but it's made with much cheaper plastic. It doesn't have a screen, it doesn't have a scroll wheel, and all it does is play 9 endlessly looping FM3 songs. So a lot of people in the West have called it an anti-iPod because you can download nothing into it, you have no choice, the only user control you really have is the volume of it and a toggle switch on the side which allows you to select 1 of 9 loops. The loops that are in the Buddha machine were specifically designed over a period of a couple of years to stand up to repeated, intense listening. It's like a video game design. You have to remember the early Super Mario or Nintendo kind of games where you had these loops that would go over and over and over and over. But for some reason you would continue playing the game and you wouldn't be upset by the loops. For example, the first track on the Buddha Machine is called Ma. It's based on a Chinese instrument called the Ma Toqian. When I designed this song, I listened to that loop probably for about 14 or 15 straight days, slowly tweaking the intro and outro, the fade in, the fade out, and the compression of it to get it exactly right, so that I was essentially in love with this loop for a two-week period. So as an artist, that was my goal. My goal was to design a song or a piece of sound that people could listen to all day, that would be constantly, in their mind, constantly evolving, but it's essentially the same sound over and over. So when I hear that people are, you know, they take their Buddha machines to work, they listen to it on their commute, they listen to it in their cubicle, you know, naturally that's what it was designed for, and so naturally I'm quite happy with that.
Less is definitely more, and you can find out how to get your own Buddha machine through studio360.org. Chris Roos produced our story. Coming up next, an incident on the Golden Gate Bridge amazes a documentary filmmaker.
I was watching a man jogging. And he had sunglasses on, and he was talking on his cell phone, and he was laughing. And he hung up the phone, and he put it down on the rail and took off his glasses, and within seconds, he was gone.
But the camera kept rolling. That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.